法国西部索莫城闭塞而沉闷。
The western French city of Somme is closed and stifling.
城中一栋阴森老旧的宅院。
A dilapidated mansion in the city.
是当地首富葛朗台的居所。
It is the residence of the local richest man, Mr. Scrooge.
老葛朗台本是孤桶匠，借法国大革命的机遇。
Lord Jarrett was a unique player who seized the opportunity of the French Revolution.
凭借极致的精明、贪婪与吝啬。
Through extreme shrewdness and stinginess.
一步步积累起巨额财富。
Step by step, accumulate a huge fortune.
成了索莫城。
Became the city of Somme.
人人敬畏又鄙夷的人物。
People respect and despise him.
他深谙葡萄酒生意门道。
He is well versed in the intricacies of the wine business.
总能抓住最佳时机。
Always seize the best opportunity.
谋取暴利。
To make a profit.
又接连继承三笔遗产。
In succession, inheriting three cultural heritage.
家产不断膨胀。
Assets are constantly expanding.
可他数着万贯家财。
But he counted his vast fortune.
生活却苛刻到变态。
Life is so harsh that it's insane.
家中食物、蜡烛由他定量分发。
He distributed the food candles in his house according to the amount.
寒冬
Winter
不舍得生火取暖
Don't want to give up on making a fire for warmth.
日常蔬果全靠佃户
Daily vegetables and fruits are all protected by the company.
供奉妻子和女儿欧也妮几乎没有零用钱。
My wife and daughter, Unioni, have almost no pocket money.
连基本的衣食都被严格管控。
Basic necessities of life are strictly controlled.
女仆纳农
Mead,
吃苦耐劳
Hardworking and persevering.
拿着微薄薪水
With a meager salary.
包揽了家中所有杂活。
Handles all household groceries.
成了葛朗台最省心的劳动力。
Became the most reliable worker for Galileo.
葛朗台妻子性格懦弱温顺。
Rangate's wife has a timid and gentle personality.
一生被丈夫的专制与吝啬裹挟。
Tracked by my husband's authoritarian and stingy control for a lifetime.
毫无自我。女儿
No self-daughter.
欧也妮单纯善良。
Oyanne is simple and kind.
在封闭的家庭中长大。
Growing up in a closed-off family.
从未见识外界烟火，只默默陪伴母亲。
Never seen the outside fireworks to quietly accompany my mother.
过着单调压抑的生活。
Living a monotonous and depressing life.
他对金钱毫无概念。
He has no concept of money.
也不贪恋家产，心底
Not greedy for wealth.
始终渴望温暖与真情。
Always longing for warmth and sincerity.
却只能在父亲的高压下默默隐忍。
However, he could only silently endure under his father's pressure.
1819年11月
November 1819
欧也妮23岁生日
Eunice turned 23 years old
成了索莫城权贵周旋的舞台
Became a playground for the powerful in Succity
克罗旭家族与格拉桑家族纷纷协理
The Kurosaki family and the Grassing family have both made an agreement
登门
Ach,
表面为欧也妮庆生
Celebrating the birthday of Uni O'Neill
实则都想让自家晚辈迎娶欧也妮吞并葛朗台的家产
In reality, they all wanted their younger siblings to marry O'Neill and absorb the assets of the Grange family
两家人明争暗斗
Two families are engaged in a bitter struggle.
极尽谄媚。
To be extremely flattering.
老格朗台却看穿一切，冷眼旁观。
Old Granter, however, saw through everything and remained a detached observer.
他们互相较劲。
They challenged each other.
暗自坐收渔利。生日宴的平静。
The quiet celebration of the birthday party.
被巴黎来的夏尔打破。
Broken by the Parisian.
他是格朗台的侄儿。
He is the nephew of Galileo.
衣着精致。
Well dressed.
风度翩翩。
Elegant.
与索莫城的闭塞。
With the closure of the city of Somme.
格朗台家的寒酸格格不入。
The Grantham family's poverty and lack of sophistication stood out.
可光纤背后。
Behind the fiber optic cable.
他遭遇了灭顶之灾。
He suffered a devastating blow.
父亲生意破产。
Father's business went bankrupt.
负债累累。
Overburdened with debt.
最终自杀身亡。
Ultimately, he committed suicide.
临终前将他托付给格朗台。面对弟弟的死讯和落魄的侄儿。
Before his death, he entrusted him to Mrs. G.
格朗台没有半分亲情，满心。
Ronk had no family affection.
只有金钱算计。
Only counting money.
他假意安抚夏尔，实则一心撇清责任。
He pretended to comfort Sher, but in reality, he was trying to distance himself from the responsibility.
不愿花费一分一毫。
Don't spend a single penny.
他找来公证人与银行家，一番巧言周旋。
He found a notary public and skillfully negotiated with the bank officials.
让银行家主动赴巴黎处理债务。
Let the banker come to Paris to handle the debt.
自己不仅分文未花。
I didn't spend a single penny.
还借机在公债交易中大赚一笔。
Also, he took the opportunity to make a big profit in the public debt transaction.
从云端跌落泥潭的夏尔。
Sarah, who fell from the cloud.
整日沉浸在悲痛与绝望中。
Spending the whole day immersed in grief and despair.
郁郁寡欢。
Depressed and gloomy.
欧也妮却对这个落难堂弟心生爱慕。夏尔的悲伤与温柔。
O'Neill, on the other hand, felt a deep affection for the tragic and gentle Earl of Castlewood.
深深打动了从未触碰过爱情的他。他不顾父亲威严。
Deeply touched him, he, who had never experienced love, disregarded his father's authority.
偷偷照料。
Secretly taking care of.
夏尔。
Chara.
给予他温暖与安慰。
Give him warmth and comfort.
当夏尔得知需远走海外经商才能还清负债。
When Charles learned that he needed to seek financial assistance from overseas relatives to pay off his debts,
重新立足时,
when rebuilding,
陷入了无尽迷茫,
lost in endless confusion,
欧也妮毅然拿出自己多年积攒的六千法郎金币,
O'Malley resolutely took out the 6,000 francs he had saved for years.
全部赠予夏尔，作为他闯荡的资本。
All gifts to Charles as capital for his wandering.
这份深情打动了夏尔，两人互许。
This heartfelt declaration touched both Shell and her partner, leading to a mutual promise.
终身定下海誓山盟。夏尔将母亲留下的金梳妆匣留给欧也妮作为信物，承诺功成名就后。便回来娶她。
He vowed to marry her for life and to keep their vows just as his mother had left him a book and a set of makeup as a gift. He promised to return after achieving success.
清晨时分
Early in the morning
夏尔带着欧也妮的爱意与积蓄远赴海外。
Charles, carrying the love he had for Ewan, left for overseas.
欧也妮则将信物视若珍宝。
O'Neill treated the gifts as treasures.
开始了漫长而煎熬的等待。
The long and arduous wait began.
平静的生活转瞬即逝。
The peaceful life is fleeting.
新年当天
Today,
格朗台检查欧也妮的金币时
When Galileo examined the coins of Olympus,
发现积蓄全无
found that all savings were gone.
得知金币被送给夏尔后
After learning that the gold coins were given to Shur,
他瞬间暴怒
He instantly became angry.
露出冷血贪婪的本性
Reveal their cold-blooded greed
他不顾妇女情分将欧也妮软禁在房间
He disregarded the woman's passionate state and confined Eunice in the room
只提供冷水和面包
Only provide cold water and bread
不许任何人探望
No one is allowed to visit
格朗台太太目睹女儿受苦又惧怕丈夫的暴力，急火攻心。
Mrs. Gaskell witnessed her daughter's suffering and feared her husband's violence, which caused her to panic and suffer from a heart attack.
一病不起。
Not getting better.
身体迅速衰败。
The body quickly deteriorated.
女仆纳农不忍母女受难。
Nurse Nanowen couldn't bear to see the mother and daughter suffer.
偷偷找来公证人
Secretly find a notary public.
公证人直击格朗台要害。若妻子离世
Witnesses testify that the key to the case of the Grand Gate is that if the wife dies,
欧也妮
Okay.
你依法有权继承母亲遗产。
According to the law, she has the right to inherit her mother's property.
她将无法独占家产。
She will not be able to inherit the property.
视财如命的格朗台立刻妥协。
The arrogant and self-satisfied Grayling immediately conceded.
假意与女儿和解。
Gia reconciled with her daughter.
试图挽回妻子。
Trying to win back my wife.
性命，可为时已晚。
Life is precious, but it's not eternal.
格朗台太太不久。
Mrs. Granger shortly after.
便撒手人寰。
Passed away peacefully.
妻子的离去。
The departure of my wife.
并未让他悲伤。
Did not make him sad.
他只一心掌控财产。
He only focused on controlling property.
葬礼刚结束
The funeral has just ended.
就逼迫欧也妮签署文件
Forcing Olivia to sign the document.
放弃母亲遗产继承权
Give up the inheritance of the mother's property.
欧也妮对金钱毫无贪恋
O'Neill had no interest in money.
为了安宁
For peace.
也为了等待
Also for waiting
夏尔毫不犹豫签字
Charles signed without hesitation
将全部家产交由父亲掌控
Hand over all assets to father
此后
Subsequently
数年
Several years
格朗台愈发吝啬偏执
Greedy and miserly
即便垂垂老矣
Even though he was old and frail
身体衰弱，依旧
Still weak,
每日守着黄金，反复清点抚摸
Carefully count and check the gold every day.
唯有金币能让他安心
Only gold coins can make him feel secure.
1827年
1827
83岁的格朗台走到生命尽头
83-year-old George died.
他卧病在床
He is lying in bed
双目近乎失明
Nearly blind in both eyes
却始终紧盯藏经历史 临终前
However, he always kept a close eye on the past, especially the last moments of his life.
他让欧也妮把黄金摆在眼前
He asked O'Neill to put the gold in front of him.
用尽力气盯着金币喃喃道
I mustered all my strength and muttered, bold coin.
这样好
Okay.
让我心里暖和神符
Let me feel warm and comforted.
为他做临终法事
To prepare for his final rites.
将镀金十字架递到他唇边时
As he reached out to take the golden cross,
格朗台竟爆发出最后力气
Rang unleashed his last burst of energy.
伸手去抓十字架
Reach out and grab the cross.
妄图将黄金据为己有
Attempt to seize gold.
这个一生被金钱奴役的吝啬鬼
This miser who was enslaved by money all his life.
最终在对黄金的执念中离世
Ultimately, he died of obsession with gold.
给欧也妮留下1700万法郎的巨额遗产
Leave a fortune of 17 million francs to O'Neill.
一夜之间
In a single night,
欧也妮成为索莫城最富有的女人。
O'Neill became the richest woman in Somo City.
克罗绪、格拉桑两大家族的追求愈发疯狂。
The two largest families in Crozu, the Grands, are becoming increasingly reckless in their pursuit.
所有人都盯着他的财富。
Everyone was staring at his wealth.
可欧也妮不为所动
Hal Yenny remained unmoved
依旧守着对夏尔的承诺日复一日
Still day after day I kept my promise to Shao
等待爱人归来
Waiting for the lover to return
这一等便是七年
This wait lasted for 7 years
七年里
In 7 years
夏尔在海外不择手段
Share is ruthless in the foreign land.
经商、走私、放高利贷、贩卖人口，靠着泯灭良知的手段。
Through unscrupulous means such as engaging in smuggling, extorting high interest, and trafficking in people.
积累财富，彻底沦为自私冷酷的逐利商人。
Accumulating wealth has completely turned into a selfish and ruthless profit-seeking businessman.
他早已忘记欧也妮，忘记当初的誓言。
He had long forgotten that O'Neill had forgotten the original vow.
一心只想攀附权贵
，only focused on climbing the social ladder.
跻身上层社会，事业有成后。
After achieving success in up-level society,
他决定迎娶贵族小姐
He decided to marry the noble lady,
以此提升身份地位
To enhance one's status and prestige.
最后
Finally,
欧也妮收到夏尔的绝情信，心中冷漠斩断情意。
O'Neill received a cold and ruthless letter from Charles, which severed their friendship.
对昔日恩情只字不提
Not mentioning the past kindness at all.
也是对名利的追逐
Pursuing profit.
还随信寄来钞票，偿还当初的6000法郎
He also casually sent back the money to repay the original 6,000 francs.
这封信彻底击碎了欧也妮多年的期盼。
This letter completely shattered Eunice's long-held hopes.
让他看透了金钱对人性的腐蚀。
Let him see through the corruption of money on human nature.
也对爱情彻底绝望。
Completely disillusioned with love.
得知夏尔因负债未还，婚事受阻。
After learning that Charles was unable to pay his debts and therefore couldn't fulfill his wedding vows,
陷入困境后
After falling into trouble,
欧也妮没有怨恨
O'Neill didn't complain,
反而拿出400万法郎 委托他人帮夏尔还清。
Instead, he withdrew 4 million francs to have someone else pay off Charles.
所有债务成全了他的名利梦。
All debts made him achieve his ambition.
此后
Subsequently,
他对爱情再无念想。
He has no more thoughts of love.
面对络绎不绝的求婚者，答应
Responding to the constant stream of proposals.
与德鹏峰所长结婚
Married to Professor Ding Pingfang
却提出终身分居
However, he proposed cohabitation for life
只做名义夫妻的条件
Conditions for being just nominal spouses
一心贪图家产的所长欣然应允
The greedy Shaozhen readily agreed
往后岁月
In the years to come
欧也妮依旧住在老旧宅院中
Oyeni still lived in the old mansion
过着简朴低调的生活
Living a simple and unassuming life
他没有被金钱奴役
He was not enslaved by money
反而用巨额财富行善积德
Instead, use great wealth to do good deeds and accumulate virtue
兼建教堂
Build a church
资助穷人，兴办教育
；support the poor to run education，
用善良温暖着身边人
；spread kindness and warmth to those around you。
可他终究一生孤独
；but he was ultimately alone for life。
坐拥万贯家财
，possessing a vast fortune，
却从未拥有过真挚的亲情与爱情。
However, he never had genuine family love and affection.
在平静与孤寂中度过余生。
Spend the rest of my life in peace and solitude.
欧也妮
Okay.
尼格朗台是一场直击人心的人性悲剧。
Nigel is a heartbreaking human tragedy.
深刻揭露了19世纪法国资本主义社会金钱至上的丑恶观念。
Deeply exposes the ugly concept of money worship in 19th century French capitalist society,
以及其对人性
and its impact on humanity,
亲情与爱情的毁灭性摧残
the destructive power of family and love.
老格朗台成为文学史上经典的吝啬鬼形象。
Old Scrooge became a classic image of a miser in literary history.
一生追逐金钱
Pursuing wealth for a lifetime.
最终被金钱彻底吞噬
Ultimately, it was completely consumed by money.
丧失所有温情
Lose all warmth.
欧也妮则是金钱社会的牺牲品
O'Neill was a victim of the money economy.
纯真的爱情被金钱摧毁
True love is destroyed by money
在财富包围中
In the embrace of wealth
孤独终老小说
Lonely old age novel
以一个家庭的悲剧
As a family tragedy
折射出整个社会的拜金主义弊病
Reflects the entire society's materialistic tendencies
成为批判现实主义文学的不朽之作
To become an immortal work of literature in the spirit of critical realism.
今天故事就讲到这里。
That's all for the story today.
欢迎评论区。
Welcome to the comment section.
留下你的读后感悟。
Leave your insights and reflections.
写出你喜欢的书。
Write your favorite book.
明天见。
See you tomorrow.